Good morning. How's everyone? Good to see you all. I'm going to show you something very valuable in the church. Do you all know what this is? Anyone know what that is? Easton, what is this? It's what? Oh, it's more than nothing. It's very something very important, actually. No? This is actually a form of prayer. It's a stance of prayer. In our text this morning, we hear Timothy hear from St. Paul that we are to come to God with a clean hand and a pure heart. So when we stand like this, when a pastor stands like this, he's actually interceding for the congregation and for himself, and he's praying that God will clean his hands and give unto him a pure heart. Now, all of you are familiar with this. All of you go like this. Like this. Not like this, like this. And what is this known in the church? What kind of prayer position is this? Any of you know? It's called the position of rest. Rest. When we're like this, we're resting and we're hearing what God is saying. We're hearing His Word. Remember, we talked about that last week. We are to hear the Word, not just listen, but hear the Word. And that Word will take root into our hearts and grow and flourish to everlasting life. So this is a form of prayer also, where we listen to God and we rest. And as we're resting, God is working in our heart and in our mind. So, I guess the question is this. When you pray like this, and you know that this is a cleansing position, when were all of you cleansed? When were all of you washed? Do you remember, Ella? At baptism, right over there at the font. Matter of fact, I think almost every one of you were baptized right over there. Almost all of you. Yeah, you were too, Vince. I remember it very well, by the way. So, all of you were baptized over there. You were washed clean. Now, think of it. How many of you would come to the table, to the dinner table, or the supper table at night, and your hands and your body was all dirty? Would mom or grandma allow you to sit there? Raise your hand if they would. Oh, good. No one raised your hand. Because I was the same way. We had to be thoroughly cleansed before we sat at the table when I was your age. And if there's any kind of dirt whatsoever, you got a smack on the hand with her spoon. My mom would have a spoon and she would whack you on the hand. You need to clean your fingers. She was very, very particular about this. She still is, as a matter of fact. So, what do we, when we come into church and we're like this, we're praying, or we're like this, we're praying, and we're coming into the presence of God, there's all kinds of filth, if you will, all kinds of dirt that has to be washed from us. And that happens at the beginning of service, right? When we come before God, He cleanses our hands and He purifies our heart as we say something. What do we say? We confess our sins. And in that confession, it is God who is faithful and just. It is He who cleanses us. He washes us again. And when He washes us again, He gives us a clean hands and He gives us a pure heart. So every time you pray, think about that. Pray about resting in the Lord and hearing His Word. Or when you confess your sins like this. You're opening yourself to God. He already knows your sin, but when you confess your sin, He will cleanse you. He will wash you clean, just as you were washed right over there at the font. That is the grace of God. That is His great love that He has shown for you because of what Jesus has done for all of you. So with that, let's restfully pray. We restfully pray, and we pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for washing us clean. And, O Lord, in the waters of holy baptism, You do cleanse us. And into us, O Lord, You send Your Spirit. And it is Your Spirit, O Lord, who leads us here so that we may once again bear ourselves to You and agree with You, O Lord, that we are sinners. And when we agree with You that we are sinners, You will cleanse us once again. You will forgive us of all of our sins. We pray, Lord, that You will help these children to always pray. And as they pray, O Lord, that they will always hear. And what they will hear, O Lord, is what You have done for them, that You have died, and that You have risen, and that You have ascended, and that You're coming again. and that all of their sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, in your holy name we pray. And all the children said,
Amen.